This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
There isn't anything that the library wants from you. The library is only here to provide access, to provide education, knowledge, resources. So it's only a benefit in any way.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Hope everybody's doing well out there. You know, I'm realizing the holiday season is coming up very, very quickly, and I just hope everyone out there listening is more prepared than I am feeling right now. Good luck to us all as we approach the holidays this year. So KMOX broadcasts from 1220 Olive Street in downtown St. Louis, and right across the street from our studios is Central Library. If you've never been, it is an incredibly beautiful building, and I think it's a place that often gets overlooked whenever we're discussing downtown St. Louis and all the things there are to do down here. Now, a few years ago, I was lucky enough to take a tour of Central Library, and I was so impressed by the different services that St. Louis Public Library offers. I have always loved to read, and going to the library was always a super special experience for me as a kid. And I'm happy to report that the magic of that experience still lingers on every time I cross the street to Central and just browse a little bit. So this week on the show, I'm talking with Jen Hatton with St. Louis Public Library. Jen is a great spokesperson for the library. She does PR for them. And I really appreciated the opportunity to sit down with her for an in-depth discussion on what the library offers, the challenges the library faces, and why everyone should get their library card if you don't have one already. And us millennials know having fun isn't hard if you've got a library card. I'm joined now by Jen Hatton with St. Louis Public Library. Jen, thank you so much for walking across Olive Street to KMOX to have this conversation. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So we connected a couple years ago. I forget how it happened, but you gave the Dave Glover Show on KMOX a tour of Central Library, and it was such an incredible experience. And everyone on the show like got their library card that day.
Yeah.
And I've been back many times since then. So thank you for that. Let's get started by talking about, you know, Jen, what is your role at the library? And then give us kind of a taste of your day to day.
Oh, wow. Okay, so my title is kind of long, and it's PR and Digital Marketing Manager, which means I do a little bit of everything. So giving you a day-to-day of my life can be anything from I manage the website, I manage all of the digital marketing, but I also handle public relations and media pitches and things like that.
Very nice.
As well as social media.
So how has the library evolved beyond just a place to check out books? Because I think the conception, the people think of it as just like, yeah, I'll go if I need a book.
But right.
Other
the misconception is, oh, you know, the library, we'll go check out books, but that's all that they are. And the thing is libraries today are so much more than just books. Yes, we are books and they are great resources, but we're so much more. And one of the things we like to say is we're not your grandfather's library where you think you remember going to this building years and years ago and you would get a book and you would be shushed and it was a very quiet space. And that is so not what it is anymore. I mean, the library, we have so much, we offer so many things and we are so many things to so many people. Some of our neighborhood branches are community hubs, community centers. We are safe spaces to people. We are warming centers. We are connectivity for so many of our residents and our customers and cardholders. They don't have any other place to go and can get on a computer, or they might have a device, but they don't have a way. They don't have connectivity. And we have free Wi-Fi throughout all of our buildings. So just coming to our space, they can use their device. They can use a printer. They can use a computer. And that's really a resource that not everybody in St. Louis has.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the library really is for everyone. You're not trying to shut your doors to anyone out there.
No, and we like to say it's one of the only places we can really think of that every single human is welcome and we don't ask anything from you. Mm-hmm. There's no exchange of currency, or basically you can come to the library. You don't have to do anything all day. You could just sit and read. We don't require you to participate in a program or to purchase anything. But it's just a safe space to connect, to warm up in some cases. And in other cases, you know, explore an adventure, find a book, find a program. We talk about some of the things that we do that people don't expect, some of the things we offer to check out. We check out telescopes, we check out fishing poles and tackle boxes, and we check out reader pins, which is one of our new things. For those who have trouble reading or can't see, we have these devices you can check out that will read the book on the words on the page for you. And those are becoming really popular for individuals who are struggling with reading or with seeing. We also have large print books, which are really popular. Because, you know, as we get older, it's sometimes harder to see. And just in addition to books, we have so many digital resources. I myself personally enjoy ebooks and audiobooks just because I want to have a book with me at all times. Mm-hmm. And it's not always so convenient to carry a book. So having my device with me all the time is something that I do have. So I always have a book at hand. But we have people who not only do print, but they like digital. If you want to participate in a program, we offer programs every single day at all of our locations, whether it's a story time or a craft program or a computer training. We have a Tech Connect program that allows people to, if you get a new device and you don't know how to use it, or you need to learn how to connect, or you're troubleshooting something, you can come in and our staff will help assist with whatever digital needs you have.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there are just so many resources that people don't know they can take advantage of.
Right.
And, you know, you bring up like the fact that you can check out a fishing pole and a tackle box. That's so valuable if you're someone who, like, let's say you've never been fishing before and you don't know if you want to go to Walmart or wherever it is, Bass Pro Shop, and spend $300. You can kind of try it for the first time at the library.
Exactly. I mean, it's one of those things, like you said, you don't want to invest in something that you might not enjoy doing. So why not take advantage of this? Also, you might not be somebody who could, one, afford to buy this, but you still want to experience this outing, this experience. Or it might be something where you're just in town and you want to, you know, and you're not going to bring that with you. Or whatever it is. You know, the other thing that we talk about is we have these creative experience, which are digital maker spaces at some of our locations, and they are offering 3D printers and large format printing and Crickets and embroidery machines and sewing machines. And so one of the things that we're really talking about right now is offering, we offer all of these programs where you can learn how to make things. And with the holiday season coming up, this is a great time to start making some gifts to give to your loved ones, you know?
When we return, I speak more with Jen Hatton from St. Louis Public Library. You're listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Show is back, and this week I'm talking to Jen Hatton with St. Louis Public Library.
I'm talking with Jen Hatton from St. Louis Public Library. She does PR for them, among many other things. Jen, let's talk about how important it is to read to children and to get them excited to read. I'm assuming the library is a great place to start that out. But you see, you know, story after story of children aren't reading at the right grade level. What's going on? I think a lot of times parents are just forgetting reading is so important. Kind of expand on that. And what kind of programs do you have for people who are getting their kids excited about reading?
Right. Early literacy is really key, the key to a successful lifelong learner. If you want to build a lifelong learner, it starts at birth. And so we have this wonderful program called 1000 Books Before Kindergarten, where you know, a little one is young as a few days old can sign up for this program. And it's really about reading to your children. So you read books to them over a period of time until they're old enough to read on their own. But if they can accomplish every 100 books that they read, they get a book to add to their home library so they can come in. So that's an incentive. And then at the end, when they get to 1,000 books, we give them a backpack with some items to get started for kindergarten. And so there it prepares them. But it's just really developing the love for reading and words. And that's the other thing is we always say that parents who have a vocabulary where they're having their children hear and experience words, the more words that a young person hears, it broadens their vocabulary. And then they're able to become just a more literate individual, you know. And also, you always see those little people who are library users, and that keeps them, you start out as a young library user, you become an older library user.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with the PBS program Arthur, but that was a favorite of mine as a kid. And they had an episode all about, you know, having fun isn't hard if you've got a library card. And like when you start early, You develop this relationship with books and using your brain to paint this picture in your head. And it's so invaluable, especially in this day and age where it's so easy to just zone out and look at a screen. Like, to get a child using their imagination and using those muscles in their brain to read is so super important. Jen, I'm wondering, and it's fine if it's not, but is St. Louis Public Library different than any other public libraries? And if so, like in what way? Do we offer anything special here? Do you think we have any sort of special circumstances?
I mean, I would argue that we are one of the greatest library systems in the world, but obviously I'm biased. But, you know, you know, do we offer anything? I mean, libraries all across the world are offering services and always looking for everything they can do to provide more and more resources. Do we offer anything that others don't? I don't think that we do, but we're always looking for opportunities to do more and give more. Things people don't know about the library, St. Louis Public Library offers free monthly diaper service.
Wow.
We offer 5-6 days a week, we offer free meals to kids 18 and under.
I did not know this.
So at, you know, 5 of our locations, you can come Monday through Friday, some on Saturdays, and we offer free meals to individuals. And sometimes, you know, that might be the only meal that child gets that day, or if they're not in school. And so we are always looking for a need in our community, what the need is, and finding a way to partner and provide that to them. So diaper services, we offer free period supplies every month. So all you have to do is walk into one of our locations and we'll give you a full period kit for the month.
That's awesome.
Because what we're seeing is that so many of our residents, so many of our cardholders have barriers, and we want to do whatever we can to eliminate those barriers, whether it's connectivity, whether it's diapers, whether it's meals, whatever it is, and just provide those needs so that they don't have to.
That's amazing. What just the kind of outreach the library is doing. What about people who have a hard time accessing the library? Like maybe they don't have transportation there, or you know, can you access plenty of things if you do have internet at home?
I mean, all of the above. So if you can't, all of our locations are on bus routes. So if you don't have transportation of your own, we are along the bus routes. And we actually have a page on our website that will tell you exactly what buses you need to take to get to what locations. So that helps out. We also have an adult outreach program. Now, this isn't for everybody, but our adult outreach program goes around to some of the senior centers and the senior living facilities throughout St. Louis. And once a month, they'll stop in. They bring books to those residents who might not be able to come out to our location. Mm-hmm. Those residents can also put in requests, and we'll bring them the next month when we come. So that's a way that we do outreach for older adults who can't physically get to the library. We also do early education outreach, where we have an early education team that goes to daycare centers and preschools and does story times and activities, and they bring books to the little ones and really getting them to explore library books and find a love for reading at that early age.
I'm talking with Jen Hatton with St. Louis Public Library. Jen, you've already done such an incredible job of laying out all these different resources. I'm sure there's plenty we haven't even touched on yet. But the library does so much for our community. I wanted to ask you, how would you respond to anyone who's reluctant to use the library, just because the library has been weirdly politicized over the past couple of years? How would you respond to someone who's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if this is for me.
I would say just try it out. There isn't anything that the library wants from you. The library is only here to provide access, to provide education, knowledge, resources. So it's only a benefit in any way. If you need something, if you want to discover something, I always think about it as like the library is a place to explore, to learn, to connect, to create. There's just so many things, and it's so many different things to so many different people. A few years ago, we were trying to do an outreach with some of our customers, and we were asking them, you know, what connected you to the library? And we ended up finding this great gentleman who owns a tattoo parlor in St. Louis. And we were like, you know, when did you discover the library? And he said, well, you know, actually two key parts of my life, the library played a really, really important role. He said, when I was young and I was first becoming a tattoo artist, the internet wasn't really around. It was like early 90s and it wasn't a big thing. And so the library was really the way that I discovered art and were able to hone my craft to like decide this is the type of rose I want to create and this is the drawing of a snake that I want. And so using these resources and these art books to really get imagery and pictures of what he wanted to become to set forth his, you know, his book, his portfolio, he really created his art that way. And then a few years later, after he had been working a little bit, he decided, I want to go into business for myself. But guess what? I don't know anything about business. So where do I start? And I don't really have the resources to hire somebody to be my business manager. So he came back to the library and he said, okay, well, what do I need to do? So we worked with the librarians and they showed him how to go online and find a business plan. And they showed him how to like what he needed to do as far as getting permits and taxes and all of those things. So at two different parts of his life, when he was early in his career and then when he was a little settled, but he was ready to go out and become an entrepreneur, the library meant different things to him at different points. And I think this is one of those things that I say to people all the time. You know, the smartest card in your wallet is a library card because it opens so many doors for so many people in so many different ways.
I really love that answer. I'm talking with Jen Hatton from St. Louis Public Library. Let's back up and talk again about this Central Library tour that I went on. It was so cool just getting to walk around Central. First of all, gorgeous building. You said it's a Carnegie building. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, well, Andrew Carnegie, back in 1901, he ended up giving the St. Louis Public Library a gift that would allow us to build and create several Carnegie buildings. Central Library is one of them. And so just the architecture is beautiful. And then in several years ago, we did a $70 million renovation and restoration, which means that we restored some of the amazing, beautiful architecture. And then some of the areas that were not so were not public spaces were actually offices at the time, or what we call the stacks, where the books were held away from the public. We ended up renovating that and making that public space. And so that's the first floor that you see now, which is the newer sort of appeal. But then the second floor and the third floor, we restored. Second floor has these beautiful ceilings that are just, you have a story within each room. We give free docent-led tours every Monday and Saturday. So, I mean, that's another resource. If you are just visiting for out of town, or if you have family in and you want to do something and it's free, mm-hmm. they want to explore, bring them down every Monday and Saturday. Free docent-led tours. They take about an hour, give or take how many questions you have, and you can just wander through and just experience and so much of this beautiful building.
Absolutely. I feel like Central Library is one of the unsung heroes of downtown St. Louis. Yeah. So like kind of gets overlooked. People are like, the Arch, you know, Busch Stadium, all this. We have this beautiful library. And I see sometimes when I'm driving down Olive, actually several times over the past month or so, I've seen people clearly dressed up like for a photo shoot that they're going to do either on the steps or inside. But that's how gorgeous this building is.
It is. That is one of the things that people we started doing it several years ago, where we just allowed people to take photos. And so as we started to become known for it, or people started seeing it on Instagram or wherever, they started reaching out to us. And we do have a process where we just want to make sure that we only have one in the building at a time. But we have engagement photos. We have wedding photos. We have senior pictures. People want to come to the library and take their photos. And we had a record year last year with almost 400 photo shoots. And we are on par right now to beat that with 2 months left in the year.
More with Jen Hatton from St. Louis Public Library when we return on The Rachel Zimmerman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Chatting all things St. Louis Public Library with Jen Hatton. She's the PR manager of SLPS. You're listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Jen Hatton is with St. Louis Public Library. Talk a little bit about how the library helps preserve the history and culture of St. Louis. One thing I was surprised by when I first went over to Central Library is, like, there are all these shelves of yearbooks from different St. Louis high schools. I thought that is so cool that this exists. And if you're a part of this class and you've lost your yearbook, you can kind of come look it up. Tell me a little bit. You know, that's just a small piece of how you preserve the history and culture.
I mean that is part of what a library system is we are an archival center. And in Central Library up on the third floor, we have a room called the St. Louis Room. And one of the great things about that space is everything and anything St. Louis. So there are high school yearbooks. There are also St. Louis city maps. So if you wanted to find out something about the streets, you know, from years ago, or you wanted to uncover who owned your house years and years ago, you can kind of track that history. We have all of those records and all of that documentation. But we also have just great things. People don't know that we are the St. Louis Blues Archival.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and so we partnered with the St. Louis Blues several years ago when they were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the franchise. And we actually did an exhibit, and many people came out to see the St. Louis Blues exhibit that was at Central Library. And at that time, we were talking with some of their staff, and they were saying, you know, over the years, we just really haven't really held on to things from passing down from like ownership to ownership. And we really don't have a way to archive anything. And we said, well, now you do. And we're going to do this. And so we have taken on all of their documents and their information. So we are their official archive center for the St. Louis Blues.
Awesome. Jen, how have, you know, we were hit with this pandemic about 5 years ago. I'm assuming some things had to change at that time. Is there anything that changed that has been like kind of continued, or maybe someone hasn't been in since pre-2020? Is there anything different for folks to look for?
I mean, as far as the library, I mean, we experienced all the same things that everybody else did. You know, we thought it was going to be a 2-week closure and ended up being longer. One of the things that didn't just spur from the pandemic, it started a little before that, but actually became a valuable resource, is curbside pickup. And it's, we offer it at most of our locations. And obviously 2020, it really kind of picked up. In 2021 and two, it was really used. It's not used as much anymore, but it's available. And one of the things I like about it is if you're somebody who wants to pick up your holds, but you're running late for work, or if you're a mom and you have three little ones in car seats and you don't want to unstrap them and get them and haul them inside and pick up your books, we have curbside available. But as far as things that I've noticed is, I feel like the pandemic really kind of isolated everybody, obviously. And it became one of these things that when we did start going back out, some people had really great communities and really great connections, but not all of them. Some of them lost that community, that sense of like togetherness and stuff. And the library has really become that. We offer so many different programs, whether it's a book club or a writer's group or a crafting session or anything like that. But we've really become this place where you can come and find your community and find like-minded people and just be sort of a community hub and a center. So we want to make sure nobody feels isolated or alone.
I really love that. You know, you mentioned these programs, these workshops people can get involved with. Since we are approaching the holiday season, what are some of the popular events and programs that you think people listening might be interested in?
Oh, well, you know, I definitely think that you should check out our events calendar at slpl.org. And We have something going on all the time. The things you can think about is just some of the holiday programs for little ones that we have coming up, whether it's a performance or a story time that's themed towards the holidays. And then as far as, you know, teens and adults, if you want to make a craft or if you want to learn how to use the 3D printer or if you want to listen to authors, we have some great authors coming up, not only this year, but going into 2026, we have some great authors that we'll be visiting. So, I mean, I feel like there's just so many things for so many people that I dare you to find something that you don't like at one of our locations.
How can listeners get involved, whether they want to just kind of help out and volunteer at the library or just what's the best way for someone listening to support the library?
Well, they can volunteer. We have openings for both teen volunteers because we know so many of our teens need service hours to graduate. So we do have openings for teen volunteers, and we also have openings for adult volunteers. And it can be anything from working at one of our branches, you know, helping customers with like restacking books or working on a craft project with customers or stuff alongside with staff. We have a process on our website. You basically fill out an application and then you're placed depending on what your interest is and what area you can go to, what branch you're willing to travel to. But then in addition to that, we have a foundation that supports us and raises money for many of the programs that we offer. We have our every other year sort of gala that's coming up in March, and it's called Stranger Than Fiction. It happens every other year, and it's the St. Louis Public Library Foundation's way of supporting the library, and the money that they raise from this gala will go to benefit and support the reopening of two of our buildings that were damaged pretty bad in the May storm. So we have 15 locations throughout the St. Louis area. We have two buildings, our Julia Davis location on Natural Bridge and our Cabiney location on Union, both sustained large amounts of damage and have been closed ever since. And we've been working with, you know, insurance and trying to get them up. And they both have different stages of damage, but have not been, unfortunately, able to reopen yet. And we're working with insurance and all of that, trying to get things done. But we know that the community, especially those two communities, really miss those buildings. We have sort of pivoted and moved things over and extended the hours of our Walnut Park location so that we've tried to serve more of those residents that from those two buildings. But we hear it every day from customers of those locations, like, we miss Julia Davis, we miss Cabiney, when are they reopening? And we want them to open just as much as they do. And so we're really working really hard to do that. So if you wanted to support the library, that, you know, giving to the foundation is a great way to support not only the reopening of those two buildings, but the foundation works every day to provide programs for early literacy. They do they help fund our summer camps. Every summer, we offer over 70 free summer camps to little ones at all of our locations. And they're week-long summer camps, anything from like working with Circus Harmony to do or we do a robot camp, or we do a dance camp, or all of these different things. We have a camp with that we give out free computers and we give out free bikes, and people learn how to ride a bike. So there's so many different programs, and the foundation helps us to support that. In addition, the foundation supports the creative experience spaces at our locations. It makes those available to the customers where we have 3D printing and we offer laser cutting and all of that, the different things where we have actual full recording studios that people can use. And it's all free with a library card.
One more segment with Jen Hatton from St. Louis Public Library when we return on KMOX.
Thank you.
listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. This week, my guest is Jen Hatton, PR manager of St. Louis Public Library. This episode is already available to podcast, so if you've missed any part of the conversation and want to hear the whole thing, just search for The Rachel Zimmerman Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Jen, I did not realize that the library had been affected in the May tornado. That storm was just so devastating on so many levels. And just hearing that those two buildings are closed and it's affecting the community, it's got me thinking, like, do you ever sit and think, well, wow, what if we lost our public funding? What if we lost the library? Like, what kind of hole do you think that would leave in our society in St. Louis and at large?
I mean, I think it would be devastating, especially for St. Louis. Because our cardholders do depend on us for so many different things. And like I said, in some of our neighborhoods, we are the community center. In some of our neighborhoods, we are their only resource for connectivity. We're the only resource they have to, you know, to find out what they need to do, fill out their paperwork, print something, connect to the internet, research something, or just even ask questions. I mean, we have services at our locations where we offer monthly free legal advice. We have we have services where we offer health agencies that come in and they offer screenings or resources to screenings and ways to get in touch with, you know, where you need to go for these services and stuff. And so I think it would impact the community.
Absolutely. Looking towards the future, is there anything that the public can look forward to? Is like, oh, the library is going to be doing that soon. Anything you can share? Any kind of plans?
I mean, we're always looking for an opportunity to provide more, to partner with anybody. If there's anything specific right now to announce, no, but I would love to be able to say that coming in the future, we will hopefully have two buildings that we'll be able to announce the reopening, and it's going to be so exciting to welcome those customers back to those branches that they know and love as their home branch.
Awesome. Jen, is there a way, if someone goes to the library, they're trying to look up some material, it's not there, can they advocate for the library to like procure something like that? Like, how does that process work?
Yeah, we do. Suggest a purchase. We have that. And so if there's something that you want, it's not in our collection, there's a link at the bottom of our website that's called Suggest a Purchase, and it allows somebody to submit, like, I would like this book by this author, and here you go. One of the things, though, we have a really wide catalog, and we actually share a catalog with St. Louis County. So if we don't have it in our collection, our customers also can have things from St. Louis County's collection. But if you can't find it in either collection, you can always suggest a purchase. And if it's within our budget, we will, we'll purchase it and you'll be notified either way.
Jen, I'm assuming you want every single person who's listening to get their library card if they haven't already.
I mean, I think it's very important. We did mention that it is the smartest card in your wallet. So.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about that process. Like, okay, maybe someone's thinking, I don't know. I don't want to deal with it. How long does it take? What do they need to bring in? I was shocked by how quickly I was able to get my library card.
I mean, it really takes seconds. You just need to come on into any of our locations and bring a driver's license, and that's it. If you live in the city, you work in the city, you live in St. Charles, St. Louis City, County, St. Charles, even if you live in Illinois, but you work in the city or you go to school in the city, you can get a St. Louis Public Library card. And I would recommend getting it because it gives you access to so many things, and it just takes a few moments. If you can't do it in a person, we also offer an e-card that you could fill out online and get instant access to our digital collection. Now, that would allow you to have access to ebooks and audiobooks, magazines and newspapers that are online. And then when you're ready and when you're able to get in, you can then turn it into a physical card by stopping into one of our locations.
Yeah, we were really surprised on the Dave Glover show that Andrew, who lives in Illinois, was able to get his card. But it's like, hey, you work in the city of St. Louis, you're eligible. So we were very delighted by that.
Yeah.
Jen, you mentioned earlier you always like to have a book with you. I'm just curious, what's been your favorite book that you've read so far in 2025?
Oh, my gosh. OK, so I tend to be I enjoy thrillers.
OK.
And I tend to be a author. sort of stalker, where when I find an author that I really, really enjoy, I just become obsessed and I start reading all of their stuff. And so Freda McFadden has become my favorite. And I just finished The Surrogate Mother. Love that. There's been several. The Locked Door by her. I've just this whole year, I've just been obsessed reading all of her books. But I'm really excited because she has a new book coming out in 2026, and it is Dear Debbie. So that's the one I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. Jen, is there anything else you want our listeners to know about St. Louis Public Library before we have to say goodbye?
I mean, I just stop by, come see us. We're excited and ready to answer all of your questions, to tell you about our programs, tell you about everything that we have to offer. I don't think you will be sad that you spent some time at the St. Louis Public Library.
Love it. Jen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show this week, everybody. And one more big thanks to Jen Hatton for joining me and talking to us about St. Louis Public Library. I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.